opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Everyone, I hope you're all having a beautiful Saturday. I know I am. Even if it is raining wherever you are, I just still say it's beautiful because you have breath in your body. For those that do not know, I am Kersha Riley. I am standing in for Pastor Mike McDuffie. I actually will be on. Here's his special treat to you guys. I will be on every last Saturday of the month. So I am... As you all know, Kersha Riley, I am the founder of I Am Good Seed. I am a member of Calvary Baptist Church here in Paterson, New Jersey. Also, I have a business called Knowledge & Co. So that is basically all about me that I think you should know anyway. If you want to know more, contact me. But yeah, I am here. I'm standing in for him. Those that heard me before, I am back again. I guess you guys like me. So all my listeners, I also have people on Facebook that are watching via live. So just sit back. Let's have a conversation. I am an open book. I love transparency. When coming into kingdom life, God has showed me that transparency is the best way to get to his people, the best way for you to be open and honest and change a life while changing your own life. So today I really wanted to touch on a series that we will be covering over, I don't know, however many Saturdays he has me do this until he released me. But it basically, what he downloaded in me was knowing the real you. Knowing the real you. Now, as I've started my journey, for those that don't know, I just celebrated a birthday, all my Tauruses, May 17th, and I turned 27. So for a lot of people, they go, oh, you speak gospel, you preach the gospel, you're teaching, but you're young. Yeah, I'm young, and I'm glad that I got to know him now instead of waiting till I was older. So with that, I had to get to know me. In order to get to know him, I had to get to know me. The closer you get to him, the more the mirror comes up to your face and you get to know the real you. So I know, like many of you, I have sat and asked myself, who am I? Who am I really? Yes, I know my name, but who am I really? For me, the answer was always mom, wife, entrepreneur, faithful church member, sing on the choir, deeply heavenly family oriented, loved everybody, you know, could never stay mad at anyone, had my fair share of hurt throughout the years by men, women, family, friends, but still in all, I always found a way to forgive. Some would call me naive, a Passover, a punk. But in the end, I was just being who I was. So I asked you, who are you? See, I was being the one I was created to be. That lover, that nurturer, that friend. The person that understood that in order for me to walk this walk and talk this talk, I have to have a forgiving heart. I have to really love my neighbor. I know it's easier said than done, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm tested every day. My kids alone test me. I don't know anyone that's listening that have children, that has a husband, or maybe you're a man and you have a wife. You get tested every day. But I had to learn the real me. I had to learn that I was created in his image. See, when your father, your mother, even your old English teacher was created, God gave us all what we needed. He created us in God's likeness, as it is said in Genesis 1, verse 27. You know, the verse we've all learned in Sunday school. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. See, when I say him, I don't mean just a male. I mean male and female. He created him and he created male and female. He created them. After finally feeling, and I'm going to be very transparent with you, finally feeling in some way, I know you're maybe feeling right now the same way, like that's not enough. You know, we read the Bible. We quote scriptures. We listen to the pastor on Sundays and Saturdays or whatever day your church has service and you fellowship with one another. But you get to the point where that's not enough. You get to the point where you say enough is enough. I need to know the truth and I need to know it for myself. So that was me. It was basically like that. I one day asked the question, well, who are you? I was in my bedroom, the master bathroom of my house, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I knew I was Reverend George David Riley, baby, if you hear me, I love you. Because I know he's listening wherever he is right now on his assignment. But in our bathroom, I found myself wanting to know who I was. I knew I was his wife. I knew I was the mother of our children. I knew I was this Calvary member. But when do you say it's not enough to just be a member? It's not enough to just do church. When do you say it's time for me to live it Monday through Saturday, not just on Sunday? That's where I was. Finally ready to crack open the good book and read for myself. Realizing that I was tired of not really knowing me at all. Here I was doing all the world, you know, church included, told me was normal. Yet that question continued to pierce my heart. So here I was, I didn't know what to do. I couldn't really ask nobody because, you know, you're in the privacy of your own home and these are the questions that's in the back of your mind. And, you know, you go to Bible study, you go to church, but you can't raise your hand in church and say, hey, pastor, I got a question. So a lot of times what happens is you hoard these questions. You bottle them up and now you're in bondage because you're in bondage with these questions that never were asked. You never asked them, so they never got an answer. Then you go sometimes, I don't know if you have ever experienced, I know I have plenty of times, you go and you ask somebody and they give you the Bible. And then you go, yeah, but I know I read it all the time, but how do I apply it now? In order to know the real you, you have to start applying some things. What I had to apply first was that verse that I read to you that stated that I was created in his own image. So I had to look at me and go, well, you know what, Kershaw, you've made mistakes. You're still making mistakes. But what you have not done is you have not let your past hold you and hinder you from your future. That's you. That's you. What you're doing right now, and I'm speaking to somebody, and he's saying that somebody's listening right now that are holding their self back from their future because they're looking at their past. He's saying enough is enough. You can't dwell on the past because you know I'm already in the future. But if you allow me to guide you, if you allow me to speak into your ear and tell you who you are, then you'll be able to move past that past. You'll actually be able to forgive yourself. Many of us, we don't know who we are because we have not forgiven what the world has told us that we are. A lot of times we're stuck on what the world says is right versus what God says. I actually posted on my page, I believe it was 2 days ago now, it said, she doesn't act like a Christian. In response, God then said, I'm not looking for actors. I'm not looking for actors. When I read that, it sent chills down my spine. My hair began to raise and I got excited. Because what I realized in that moment was God is saying, I'm not looking for an actor. I'm looking for the real deal. I'm looking for the person that don't just put on that pretty face and say, well, yeah, I'm holy. But then in that secret closet, they doing so many things where he's just shaking his head saying, baby, do you know me at all? See, in order to know me, that means that you have to know you. Because what I am is who you are. So if I'm powerful, if I'm mighty, if I'm the one that can jump up and touch the stars, then you have to know that you can too. But if you see yourself as dirt, then you're not comparing yourself to me. There's no way that you can see yourself in my image because I'm not dirt at all. See, when I started, and this helps me give you a background of I Am Good Seed. When I started I Am Good Seed, it was a scripture that ministered to me. It was a scripture that pulled me up out of my dirt. It pulled me up out of my dark and low place. See, there's a song that says that he meets me at the highest mountain and he comes down to the lowest valley. See, at that time, I was in my lowest valley. Everybody saw this actress. I'm going to be very transparent with you. A lot of us do church, but we don't do real life. In that moment, I was doing church. In that moment, I looked nice on the inside, but my inside, on the outside, but my inside was broken. During the daytime, I was one person. Come nighttime, I was somebody else. That's like many of you listening to me. You find yourself not knowing who you are. You find yourself like, I believe his name was Thomas in the Bible. They called him twin. And really the twin was the fact that he was in doubt. He believed, but then he also had that unbelief that sat there. You know how they paint that image, especially for us younger people. They'll do the cartoon character, and then you see the angel over here, and then you see the devil over here. See, that was Thomas. He had the angel, and then he had the devil. See, he had walked with Jesus. He had saw all that Jesus was able to do. He knew him for his own, but the moment he felt alone, you know, the moment you leave out of that mirror and you don't know what you look like no more, that was him. He didn't know the real him. He didn't know the real Messiah anymore. That doubt crept in. So as I went through different things, I realized reading the scripture actually that I pulled I Am Good Seed from was 1 Peter 1 verse 23, which stated that if you are born again, you are no longer of corrupt seed, but you are of incorrupt seed. In other words, you're planted in dirt. Like all seeds, in order to grow, you need that dirt. But you don't have to stay there. And like all plants and every seed, you're watered daily. See, the word calls for us to read our word day and night. And the word is water. The word is life. So if you are constantly being poured into, if you are constantly watching what you're looking at and what you're listening to and what you're speaking and different things, your faith will grow. Just like faith, my seed began to grow. A little, I'll say April of last year, that dark place I was in, I needed to be watered. So God aligned me with the right people. One of those people happened to be Pastor Mike. See, Pastor Mike actually has been in my life most of my life. Knew my family, all of that. Then I had a wonderful pastor, Pastor Lassiter, here at Calvary Baptist in Patterson. So I had people pouring into me. But what's happening was I didn't know who I was. So the more they spoke into me, the more the doubt in me spoke against it. So I had to know I was blessed. See, as I was going through different things, I found out that God heard me every time I asked myself that question and saw that this was time, that this actually was the time that I was ready for answers. Many of you question when you're going through a dark place, not realizing that it's in that darkness that he brings out the best light. That it's in that low place that he's able to create these beautiful mountains. You got to start from somewhere. See, what I had to realize was in order to know the real me, I had to break down the foundation in which I was standing on. I had to break down all the things that I thought I was. And throw him out the window. I had to go back to the beginning. See, he let me know that the pulling feeling I was feeling, you know, the one you're feeling right now, was him calling me. Like most of you, I'd rather let it ring. I'd rather let it ring. I'm a person that screened all my calls. I'd rather let it ring or send it straight to voicemail. Not this time. This time I actually answered. This time I actually answered. So first what I'll say is, here's what I learned. I learned I am a child of God. See, Matthew 5 verse 9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." So I looked at that and I said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." Can I be transparent with y'all? My fuse, just like that, I get upset, right? So now I've been working on that. And as I've been working on that in the last year, and I'll say even before that, but especially last year when he really dealt with me, I had to see that when I thought I was just this punk, I thought I was just this, you know, pushover. Anybody could just say and do whatever they want. What was happening was he was showing me that scripture, that I was a true child of God because, you know, as Christ was, I'm supposed to be. So where it says, "Blessed are the peacemakers," I said, wait, you know, I didn't like holding grudges. Still to this day, I don't hold a grudge. And, you know, somebody might make me mad, but I don't go to bed angry. I don't cause them to sin, nor will I allow them to cause me to sin. I'll be honest. Do I slip up and I get upset and raise my voice? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because I'm not God. I'm trying to be like him. So at times my flesh would take over. And I got to remind myself, I know who I am. I am that peacemaker. I am what he said in Matthew 5 verse 9. See, I shall be called the Son of God. Then it also goes on in Galatians 3 verse 26. I have two different versions, but one of them says, "For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith." See, that's where my faith had to step in. That every time I got upset, that every time it looked like the enemy was winning and really I was the loser because I didn't stand up for myself the way the world thought I should stand up for myself, really, I was a winner. Because it was through my faith, I knew he was going to pull me out of that situation. So I said, wait, God. So one, I'm a child of God. It's saying I'm a peacemaker. Then it's saying that through my faith, And through your faith, we all are sons of God. So I said, okay, well, you know, my brother that ain't trying to hear me at times, he's a child of God too. See, the Amplified says it in a way that I really like. It says, for you who are born again, have been reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, sanctified, and are all children of God, set apart for his purpose, with full rights and privileges through faith in Christ Jesus. Simply what that was saying was, we're all children of God. I don't know how many different times I have to tell you this before you take it in, because I feel like someone is listening right now that is not receiving who they are. But this is just the first step of who you are and getting to know who you are. And really, I had to look at everything was through my faith. I couldn't just throw in the towel whenever I got upset. I couldn't just say, well, you know, things is looking a little iffy. I'm ready to go. I don't want to be bothered no more. I had to say, no, I have to walk by faith and not by sight and really apply it. See, because many times we go to someone and we tell them what's going on and then they read that to us. But what we don't do is we don't apply it. So what I started to do is I started to write my pros and my cons. Now, if I act like this, what was the pro and what was the con? Now, if my pros outweighed my cons, then I said, okay, I'm going to hold on to this. Now, if my cons outweighed the pros, then I said, wait, that wasn't God speaking. That was just your opinion. That was just your opinion. And if there's anything negative involved in it, then you know that wasn't him speaking. See, what I realized is the more I got to know God's voice, the more I got to know me. The more I got to realize what was inside of me. What my possibilities really was. So then now, if you look at John chapter 1, verse 12, it then says, but to all who have received him, those who believe in his name, he has given the right to become God's children. See, I'm going to sit on knowing that I am a child of God today, because he's saying that a lot of you don't realize that part. A lot of you have received salvation, but you really have not received all that he's trying to bless you with. You haven't really received him fully. And that was me. As you know, I started, I am good seed, as you can see with my hat. I say, I am everything. So with that, I just say, you have to know who you are. And as we're going through this series and we're getting to know who we are, he's going to touch you. He's going to love on you. And the more you get to know him, the more you're going to get to know the real you. Because you're going to have to look in the mirror. So just know he loves you. He loves you. Just like I love you. And you are a child of God. What is that?
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, DDVRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. So we're back, right? As they were saying, the ring, round two. But now, for those that are just tuning in, I am Kersha Riley. I am the founder of I Am Good Seed. I am the co-host of Pastor Mike McDuffie. So he will not be here today with you guys, but he'll be back next Saturday. And I'll actually be here every last Saturday of the month. And whenever God says so. Amen to that, right? So back to what we were talking about. We actually are covering and have started this series of knowing the real you. Knowing the real you. For those that are just tuning in, I covered, and I'll just touch a little bit, that I got to the point where doing church was not enough. Where putting on that facade, and you know, in the inside, you really was not right, but the outside looked right. You know, everybody think that you cute and they want to be your friend and all those different things, but I had not realized who I was. I didn't know who I was actually at all. I was sitting here questioning over and over. And what happened was one day, God let me know, not only did I see you, but I heard you. I heard you, and it's time for the answers to your question. See, many of us, we grow up in the church, and you know, our grandparents or our parents or whoever our relative is takes us to and fro. But we never get to know him for ourselves. So what happened was I had to question who I was. I knew I was a wife. I knew I was a mother. I knew I had a business. And for those that don't know, I am the owner of Knowledge & Co., which is an online boutique for Christian apparel. And actually, I don't even like to use the word Christian. I like to say those that are true believers. True believers. Because some people say Christian and really they have the most doubt. So it's really for those that really decide to follow Christ fully. And they actually use the fashion to do it as well. So I found myself looking at all these different things that I've accomplished, things that I want to accomplish, dreams that I had, but I didn't know me. I really didn't know me. I found myself, for my brothers that are watching and listening right now, I was their little sister. I was, you know, the baby cousin. I was, you know, that's the baby daughter. You know, that's the last grandchild that I raised. I was all those titles, but I didn't know who Kersha was. So as I told you guys earlier, I got to the point where I asked that question and God answered me back. It was very easy. He let me know, you are my child. I do understand that I used your mother and your father to get you here. But I knew who you was before you was ever even formed. Yes, I understand that the book says that it was a sin in which you were created in. But do you know that you're mine? Do you know that I created you with a purpose? I didn't just create you. I didn't ask you to just be here. I have a reason for you to be here. But it's up to you to really search. See, in the Bible, it says for you to seek and to ask and to knock. And what happened was I was now knocking. I was now asking. I was now really seeking him. And unlike the children that play hide and seek and they're really hiding because they don't want to be found. See, God is saying, see, I'm right here and I want to be found. See, the answers that you're looking for, they're right here. And I'm trying to give you the key to that. You just have to allow me. So like I said before, I just was sitting there and I'm like, okay, well, who am I? And he said it back, you're a child of God. And I said, well, you know, I've heard that all my life, but what exactly does that mean? What exactly does that mean? So if you was listening before, I brought on Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, where it said that blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. And I said, okay. You know, I wasn't the fighting type. I had my share of fights, but I didn't care for them. I wanted to be everybody's friend. I wanted to love on everybody. Okay, so God, that's what you were making me go through. You was trying to show me what it means to be a real peacemaker. Okay. Okay, because you're love. Not a fighter, you're a lover. So I said, okay. I get that. Then we went down in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, where it talked about, for in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. So I said, okay, now I got to look back at what I went through. See, I had faith that one day I was going to be a designer. I had faith that one day I was going to have that life that I wanted, you know, with the husband and the picket fence. I ain't got my picket fence yet, but we working on it because I have faith and I saw it already. I had faith that I was going to have some wonderful children. And with that faith, I received it. Did it come the way that I thought it would come? No. Mm-mm. See, I'm very open and honest because I know a few of you have dealt with this and then you question your own Christianity. You question your own beliefs due to life happening. I was that teen mom. Can I be honest with you guys? I was that 19-year-old and I had guilt from that. My son is now 7. For the first year and a half, it was just me and him. So here I was, this girl who sung on the choir and, you know, was on the junior usher board. And I did everything that I was asked to do. Wasn't a straight-A student in school, but I did the best that I could do. Here I was, this teen mom. So what happened was the enemy used my son. And when I say teen, I mean 19. I had made it out of high school. But it still was a teen right there. I still wasn't married. So I had my beliefs. I had the things that I grew up on. I had my standards. So I said, okay, wait. I done failed. So who did I say I was? At that moment, I called myself a failure. At that moment, I called myself unworthy. I called myself dirty. Hint, I am good seed. For all my Facebook Live viewers, I see you all. I love you all. But in that moment, I didn't see myself as a child of God. I didn't see myself as worthy. I didn't see myself as clean. I saw myself as dirty. So as I looked at that, and then he gave me John chapter 1, verse 12, where it says, but to all who have received him, those who believe in his name, he has given the right to become God's children. So I said, okay, you know, I received you, God, at 12, and then I went to high school at 13, and I started smelling myself, and things started to happen. Life started to happen. So I said, well, who? You sure I'm worthy? You sure I'm your child? See, because in high school for 4 years, I questioned that. Because what I had found myself doing and the things I was doing, the people I was around, I was lost. I didn't even realize how lost I was. But something in me, you see how it says that we are all sons of God through faith. I had faith that wouldn't allow me to let go completely. I had faith that kept saying, no, you got to be in the church. No, you got to pray. No, you have to keep holding on to him. And the more I held on to that faith, the more I was growing. Even though I still was doing stuff, I had no business. I was a teen and I was trying everything that came my way. I found myself giving birth. And when I gave birth, I say that I gave birth to me. Because I had my son there and in that hospital room, I promised God that I was going to raise him the right way. I said, yeah, God, I know I messed up. I know I went astray, but I know I belong to you. See, and here I was questioning who I was, but I had already planted in my child that day who he was. I said he was the child of God. I said, blessed are the peacemakers, that this child was going to bring nothing but peace. that my faith was going to grow, because I knew that in order for him to grow the right way, I had to now allow God to be Lord over my life and the landlord of my life, and now be the landlord of my heart and go, you know that lust that you got? Let me wipe you clean. Because that's all that is. You over here chasing that nappy-headed boy thinking he cares about you. He don't. He don't. Because he don't even know who he is. So how is he going to see who you are for who you are and love on you and care about you when he don't even know who he is? Yeah, you guys did the sin and the mistake, as we like to call it, and you got this blessing. But I need you to now know that he is that true lesson in your life. He's going to be the one that you are taking the notebook and the pen and the pad out and you're writing down notes, because he's going to give you the revelation for your life. Every time you look at him, you're going to hear me in your ear. You're going to see me. You're going to feel me. When you hug him, it's something about that child that's going to bring you out of where you've been. But most of the time in the church, if you are with child before being married, especially if you're a teen, it's a problem. It's a problem. So here I was, I had guilt. I had guilt bad. I didn't know how to forgive me. So I couldn't see me because I never forgave me. See, God says that he forgives us. And what he does is he takes our sin and he throws it as far as the east is from the west. That it would never come up again. That he would never throw it up in our face. But what I did, and I'll be honest, I think it lasts for about 5.5 years, almost 6 years. And my son is now 7. Keep in mind, I held on to that. Even though he said, I have forgiven you of your most shameful sin, I had not forgiven me. So every time he said, I'm worthy, I would then go, I'm not worthy. I can't do this. I can't do that. See, I don't have the power to do, you know, my bank account ain't looking right. See, I had became that person because I didn't know who I was. See, in the Bible, God says, I am. See the hat for my viewers that's watching. They see a hat on top of my head for my listeners, just so you can know. And it says, I am. Straight to the point, hashtag I am. Hashtag I am Kersha. Hashtag I am good seed. Hashtag all things is possible because I am in him. He is in me. So the more I got to know that I am that child of God, the more I kept saying, I am. I am this. I am that. All the things that the devil say that I am not, I know that it's the devil and I am to say I am. So you got to come against that. You know, when you go to court and someone is suing you, you then have a countersuit. See, when an enemy comes up against you, and most of the time the enemy is just us. The enemy is our mind trying to take over. See, as God was telling me who I was, my mind was saying, no, but you did this. And, you know, back in 2010, you know, you said that. And, you know, back in 2011, you had your son that wasn't right. And, you know, back in 2009, you did this. And back in 2005, all these different things was coming at me. So every time he would say who I was, I would then say I wasn't. Because I couldn't receive. Because I wasn't willing to forgive. See, I want to demonstrate something for you guys. Even my listeners, I would like it if you're not driving and you can do it. I want you to close your fist really, really tight. What this stands for while you're closing your fist tight is you holding on to something. See, it's something inside of you that you're holding on to, and he's saying it's time to let go. Facebook land, I'm talking to you too. Go on and tighten up that fist and hold on really, really tight. See, that was me for 6 years. I held on to guilt. I held on to not being what the world said I was supposed to be. I held on to the fact that I wasn't a college graduate. I've held on to the fact that I wasn't a straight A student. I held on to the fact that my mother and my father abandoned me and my grandparents had to raise me. I held on to all these different things. Now I want you guys to open your hands. As I let go, I was now able to receive. As I let go, I was able to receive who I was and know that forgiveness had already been given to me. See, that's a major part in a lot of our lives. That's why I've set on this I am a child of God part, and I'm not willing to move past it, because he's saying that it's that unforgiveness, it's that anger that we have yet to let go of, be healed of, that is holding us from knowing that we're a child of God. See, because when we look at the word, I am a child of God, we look at God and we go, wait, if I am a direct descendant of God, how am I able to make mistakes? Key point, you're a child. You have to really look at every part of that. It says, I am a child of God. It says we are to be called sons of God. See, sons will always be learning. Mistakes are made for us to learn. I didn't say rebellion, when you just going out, just doing whatever. I said mistakes. A lot of times when mistakes are made, we have good intentions. But we wasn't hearing clearly, so things don't line up right. That's a mistake. That's a mistake. So when I saw that and it said child, and I'm looking at sons, and then I looked at Galatians, it said sons, and then I looked at John 1:12, and it at the end it says the right to become God's children. I said, okay. So he's given me the key. He's opened the door. So if I just open my hands and release all that I've held on to, I'll be able to grab onto him. I'll be able to take in all that he gives me. I'll be able to receive that I am his child. So that means even when I fall short, I'll be able to grab hold of him because my hand is free to grab on. See, last night, and I want to say this because I was in a beautiful and a powerful teaching. We have Bible study now Wednesdays and Friday night, because it done got so good on Wednesday we had to bring it into another night. One thing that my pastor said, and I want to give to you guys, is he said, if you're following God, where it says that I will never leave you or forsake you, it doesn't mean that you fall or you feel alone and then he pop in and he go, yoo-hoo, I'm here. See, I never left you. What he's saying is, if you're following me, then we're joined hip to hip, or should I say you're right behind me. You know how the baby holds on to the back of you. We're doing that. So if we're doing that, what is happening is we're following him. So there's no way for him to shake us. There's no way for us to fall. There's no way for us to feel alone, because he's always right there. So when he said that last night, I said, that's good. As a first lady who I love so dearly of my church, Lady K, shout out to Lady K, because a lot of who I am is because of her and her teaching and her guidance, and her molding and her obedience to God to take me in. As she would say, it was delicious. That thing was delicious. I was fed just off of that moment that he had, and that illustration that if we keep following him, just like a child follows their parent, we'll be just fine. We'll be just fine. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We'll be just fine. See, because he's saying, stay right there. Stay right there. Stay right there. So I'm going to be obedient. We're going to stay right here. So simply, the way of getting to know the real you, as I've stated time and time again, is you have to spend time with God. We all have been in that place where we're getting to know that new boo, that new interest. I remember when I was in that phase of getting to know my husband. I had to spend time with him in order to know him. And the more I got to know him, the more I got to know me. The more I got to know my likes and my dislikes, what I would tolerate, what I wouldn't tolerate. Because with every person, it was a new lesson. So the same goes with Christ. The more you spend time with God, the more you're listening to his word, the more you're being watered, the more you are basically yearning for him. You're now getting to know you. You're now getting to know you. So what happened, and what's going to happen if you're serious about this, is the more you read your word, the more you establish a prayer life, the more you make him Lord over your life and actually allow him to be the landlord over you, the more you'll know who you are. Because a mirror is going to appear. And all of what you thought you was, he's going to say, no, I'm erasing it. And I'm making the way for the real you. So all you got to do is go to his word. But this is my time. So I just want to say to you guys that all of you that was listening, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. And I love you guys. We'll be back next Saturday. And those of you that want to watch me throughout the week, I am Kersha Riley, the founder of I Am Good Seed. You can follow me on Facebook. Be blessed and know that you are loved. I love you. But most importantly, God loves you. That's who you are.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. vehicles, Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve.